For the homeless people who are watching, welcome to Grain and Barley. How the fuck is everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I don't know who else you're talking to, but I'm here.
There's some people here.
I don't have a chat up, so I can't see.
So tonight we're going to be, obviously you can see down there in the corner, you can see we're going to be reviewing Colt 45 in a 40 ounce.
Yeah.
Thanks to Twigs. He brought us back from his little vacation. And
So I've never had a 40 ounce.
I mean, listen.
Being in Florida, we can only get 32s. So we play Edward 32 hands.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Nah, doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
It's interesting.
And I think the only like 32 or 40 style beer I've had is OE.
I mean, it literally is, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Bigger than the same size, bigger than a whiskey bottle.
It's almost 1,200 milliliters.
Nice. So how's life been there, buddy?
It's been all right.
Nice. Well, I got to give a little shout out to our buddy, Reverend Stumpy from Scalawag Gaming. He has 3D printed me some badass coasters that look like bottoms of a barrel that say Grain and Barley on them. They're pretty awesome.
Those are pretty fucking sweet.
I mean, he's not done. He wants to do logo on them. He also made one that was way too big, but I'm going to use it for, he told me to use it for an ashtray. I'm going to use it to hold 40 ounces in whiskey bottles.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's going to sit here on the desk all the time.
Yeah, one day maybe we'll have cool merch like that.
And Twig's helping us out, giving us an idea for a podcast, which is great. So, there's no backstory there. I was like, hey, bring me back a 40. That was it. So I was working today and driving around listening to one of the radio stations that we listen to. All right. I heard this story on there and I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked it up and then I forgot where it was, what state it was in. But this teacher is in like trouble. She had like the cops called on her, DCF. She is on suspension because she's a teacher for third grade. Her students in the boys' bathroom made the bathroom dirty. Mm-hmm. Like they, whatever the fuck they were doing in the bathroom, paper, all this shit, whatever, you know, dirtied up the bathroom. So for punishment, she made them clean the fucking bathrooms.
Okay.
And then one of the fucking parents called DCF and the cops and all this shit because she made them clean up after themselves.
That's stupid.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck? She's on fucking administrative leave. And I'm like, no, that bitch needs a fucking raise.
Yeah. And the parents should be fined.
Sorry. It was just my little rant that I had to get out. I'm ready to get in this Colt 45, sir.
Mine's open.
So is mine.
All right.
Smells like a fucking... Smells like beer.
Tastes like beer.
Tastes like a lager.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
We never had Colt 45. And
I've never had,
you know, you hear all these things about like the 32 or the 40 ounce beers not being good and all this shit about it. So I was a little reluctant to try it. Tastes like a beer. Nothing bad about it.
5.6% alcohol. Fun fact. Colt 45 was made in 1963 and it's not named after
the handgun.
It's not made after named after the gun. It is named after Jerry Hill, which was number 45. For the Baltimore Colts. Was it the Baltimore Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, 63 is Baltimore Colts, and then moved to Indianapolis.
So, and then the horseshoe and the Colt on the label?
Is a honor of that?
Well, it's a reference to an extra kick in football.
Oh, okay.
Which it gives, it basically saying that Colt 45 has that extra kick. So...
It's not bad. It's really not bad at all.
Yeah. No, it's good. And it's made by Pabst Blue Ribbon. Or not Blue Ribbon, but Pabst Beer.
Pabst Brewing Company.
So, because it's a malt liquor, well, it's a lager, it's a malt liquor. It's one and the same. It's a malted barley, so therefore it's a malt. But it's a lager. But back in the day, malt liquors, you could not put numbers or symbols or letters, not like the name.
Yeah.
Like you could put the name on it, but you couldn't put like letters, let's say XL, like extra large, you know, you couldn't do something like that.
Yeah.
So, and you weren't allowed to put the proof on it either. And Colt 45 was actually the first malt liquor who had their label approved with a number and symbols on it.
I will say, it's a very cool, like, just clean label.
That is. It's just white, blue lettering.
It's a good label.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over the top. It's like a Four Loko label where it's crazy. It's just classic. Much like the good old PBR label.
I like this. So I told Twigs that I would finish this on stream.
Do it.
While we're doing the podcast. I don't know if I can. Holy shit.
I'm trying, man. That's trying.
A lot of beer.
It's every time I take a gulp, it's like, has anything been gone?
There you go. That's almost half.
That's an all-day beer.
So, another thing. All right, so this isn't the pick. This isn't the real. You can't see it, but everybody else can. This isn't the real ad for Colt 45 with
the one on the bottom right of the screen.
Billy D. Williams. It's not the real one. I couldn't find the real one, but so this was a real, not with Carrie Fisher, but the real one where it says Lando Calrissian says Billy D. Williams, you know, and mm-hmm. then it's got another lady next to Billy D. Williams, and it really does say works every time, as in, like, the advertisement for this
it works every time
would not fly today.
No. You know, the PC police all over your ass for that one.
Basically, he's saying, dude, give your girl Colt 45 and you're going to get laid.
Or use it and you have a placebo boost.
That might be it.
I don't know. 40 ounces of beer. You're going to have beer gut.
Well, does this picture? Okay, that has the 40 ounce. That's a fake 40 ounce. Yeah, this is all fake. But in, like, the normal one, it's just like a 12 ounce can. I'd like to do an episode on all malt liquors. Listen, so we don't promote open containers and vehicles.
But we should.
By any means. But I remember back in my 20s, I was with my friends. We were going out, stop at a gas station. We all grab a beer. And I grabbed Steel Reserve because, you know, I was kind of broke and I was saving my money for the bar.
Yeah.
So I grabbed a Steel Reserve. Because it was like a dollar at that point. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
And I grab a Steel Reserve. I open it up. I take one sip. Now, we're sitting six deep in a late 90s, early 2000s Mustang convertible.
Okay.
I take a fucking sip of that bitch, and I just fucking toss that bitch in the air as we're going down the fucking road. Just one sip. I was like, I'm done. That bitch is gross.
I don't know if I remember my experience with Steel Reserve. If it was at a party somewhere and someone had it and I drank it.
Oh, Steel Reserve is the worst fucking beer ever. But this Colt 45, man, I could listen. Why don't they make this in a 12 pack? I would drink this.
I don't know. Plus, they give you, can twist the tap back on. Save it for later.
Yes. Save it for later. There's some really off history about malt liquor.
There is. There's a lot of stigma behind malt liquors and 32s and 40 ounces.
Well, why malt liquor is put in 40 ounce or the biggest they can be put in. There's a whole, like, I want to do a whole episode on malt liquor because it gets bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it gets really fucking racist. Like, in today's terms.
Uh-huh.
In today's terms, it gets really racist. The whole reason why malt liquor is in 40 ounces is because they noticed that people of color drank soda. Like, so malt liquor only came in 8 and 7 ounce cans or bottles.
Okay.
And they noticed that people of color were drinking their sodas.
Yeah.
And juices in bigger containers up to like 12, 16, you know, bigger volume. So with malt liquor, they were like, well, let's put it in the biggest thing we can put it in. And obviously, you know where that went.
Yeah. I don't know why the state of Florida limits to 32.
So I do. It's the same reason that we don't have the supersized size drinks at McDonald's anymore. It all has to do with, at one point, we had a different party in office. At one point, we had a different party in office, and they were all on the kick of everybody has to be healthy. Anything over 32 ounces is unhealthy. Bitch, 32 ounces is unhealthy. So that's why. Because Florida is not in the Bible Belt. Florida doesn't have, like, that whole stigma of you can't get alcohol in this county or anything like that.
That's true.
So it's that's what that's where us having 32 ounces comes from, is just like, okay, let's just regulate how much these people can have. And, you know, you have other states where it's like, fuck it. Dude, you want to put it in a fucking 5-gallon jug and drink it right then and there? Go ahead. I'm
getting there, man. I'm gonna try to finish this.
Yeah, so am I. I'm halfway through this bottle, and I can't find any fault in this.
I can't either.
Like, it's a beer.
Yeah.
It's not a great beer.
No.
It's not a bad beer.
If someone handed you a solo cup and said, "Hey, man, here's some beer."
It's a beer.
You bake. It's good, man. Thanks.
It's beer.
You take it as a big fucking perfect, man. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
It said it's.
I mean, that's exactly it.
I think of those days that we went to the Manatees games, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what it reminds me of. Just like, it's a beer. Dude, you have a beer.
That, and you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and give it to now, because either by the time I'm done with this, I'll be too far gone to give it to you. But I'm going to give this an 8 for a beer.
Yeah. I'd say for the fact that it's, for as beers are concerned, is this a beer and rate it 1 through 10? Yeah, I'd say 8. There's nothing super special about it. It doesn't taste bad at all. It tastes like I can put, you know, I can put the names of like PBR, Budweiser, Coors, Miller, all in the same thing and be like, it tastes like aspects of those. If you mix all those together, it kind of tastes like that.
Well, yes and no. There is something different from just your normal Budweiser, which is a regular lager, your Coors, which is a regular lager. Okay, so to me, it's got the same taste and smell as Mickey's, which Mickey's, I call Mickey's the poor man's Heineken.
Okay. I can tell this came from Twigs. I smell weed.
No, that's the beer. That's
as a joke. I know he's in chat, so.
No, but that's the beer. No, I mean, you can.
Oh, yeah.
You
can smell the hops in it, yeah.
Which is great. But
yeah, which I like hoppy beers, but not overly hoppy.
So to me, this and Mickey's, which they taste exactly the same, like to a T, and they taste like a poor man's version of Heineken.
Yeah, it does taste like Heineken. Well, Heineken is very hops forward. I think the thing with Colt 45 is that it has that stigma behind it.
Yep.
And if you were to put a no label on it and put it in a cup and hand it somebody, they'd be perfectly happy with it. They wouldn't complain about a damn thing.
Yeah.
But because if you said, "Oh, it's Colt 45, here you go," they'd be like, "Ah, I don't know, man."
Yeah. I mean, dude.
I guess we gotta start going into the 32s.
Dude, yeah. I think we might have to start going into the bum beers.
The bum beers, like,
hey, maybe these.
In all fairness, we call them that because,
yeah,
we live in Florida. There's a lot of bums,
and they drink the cheapest beer.
Homeless people,
there is.
If they're watching, you know, the cheapest beer there is. But I get
the
it.
Homeless people that are watching, I like it.
If they're watching or listening, I don't know. I don't know their life, man.
That's so horrible. We're bad. We're horrible. It's all right.
Hey, man. I'm this far into a 40. So,
oh, you drank more than me, but I've also drank. Oh, yeah. I've also drank more than you today.
I haven't drank since day one of our trip. So,
I've had 3 Island Coastal Lagers, a glass of whiskey, and a glass of winemaker's red wine with dinner.
I have a Public sweet tea. By the way, that pulled pork is delicious. I'll have to get you a bottle of that this Dattle Pepper barbecue sauce.
Ooh, I'll have to give you a little bit of this fucking hot sauce that Stump sent me so that we can review it.
All right.
Because it's really fucking hot.
I've had really fucking
hot. But it's No, but it's not at the same time.
You know, I don't like really fucking hot.
No. By itself, it is fucking hot.
Okay.
Like, it is, like, burn your fucking asshole when you shit hot.
I don't... What in the world makes me think that I want to try that?
So, it's a mustard-based hot sauce.
Okay.
Like, the first ingredient is mustard.
Okay. Yeah, this Dattle Pepper one is the first... It's a mustard-based barbecue sauce.
But it's got Carolina Reaper, Ghost, Scorpion, and Habanero in it.
Okay.
Okay, so it's got the hottest peppers in it.
Yeah.
Okay, it does burn your asshole hot when you shit if you eat it by itself. But the other night, we made burgers, right, on the grill.
Yeah.
And I was out of mustard. So I put this on my burger. Oh, my God. The flavor that came from that fucking hot sauce onto that burger was that's my new go-to burger fucking mustard. So, dude.
I'm at the last little bit.
I'm still only half. I can't. I'm.
I've reached the bottom of the label.
Being a bitch. I'm going slow.
Chug, bitch.
Fuck you. I drink at my own pace. So, what's your final thoughts, man? Well, I guess we already gave our final thoughts. It's a good beer. I give it, what did I say, an 8? What do you give it?
Gone.
Gone.
I give it an 8. I agree with you on that.
Nice. So combined of 8, period, across the fucking board.
Oh, I'm going to hurt later. I feel this burp coming.
That's great. 8.
8.
So all in all, Colt 45 in a 40 ounce is an 8. Now, would have you given it an 8 outside of a 40 ounce?
That had no play in my ranking.
Now here's the other thing. Wow. if they make Colt 45 in a can, would it taste different?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because a Budweiser in a bottle versus Budweiser in a can tastes different. See, Coors Light in a bottle versus Coors Light in a can tastes different. Not much different, but does taste different.
See, to me, there's a couple of beers.
I think it doesn't taste bad either way.
That tastes exactly the same can or beer. It's just a vessel to get it into your fucking body. That's all it is. But there are some that taste better out of a fucking bottle than out of a can. Some taste better out of a can than out of a bottle. Heineken tastes better out of a can than out of a bottle, I believe.
For the record, if you drink a 40 ounce in, give or take, 30 minutes, you get hiccups.
And you get fucking wasted quick. So,
yes.
With that being said, thank you all for stopping by.
It's been a fun episode. You.
It is. Yeah, it's been a great episode. We really enjoyed this one. That's about it.
Yeah, very true. Thank you for listening to this episode of Grain and Barley. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions for future shows, reach us at info@grainandbarley.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram @GBcast and TikTok @GrainBarley. All those links can be found on our website, grainandbarley.com, as well as links to the show, our merch store, and recipes. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next time. Later.
Peace. We're out. Jesus Christ.